the saying second wind.
Oh yeah, second wind.
I thought it was second win, and I think it's like, and I still say it.
Wait, second win?
Yeah, it's like, because you like your second wind, like to me it didn't make sense, but like second win does. It's like you're having a chance at winning again. So it's like second win. Welcome to Accent Accidents. You're joined, as always, by Hannah. That's me. And Anna.
Hi.
And Evan.
That's me.
Today we have a special guest, Tess. Tess lives in Seattle, but she's currently chilling with her family in California. Are you in, is it Santa Clara or Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara,
where she grew up. And how I would explain Tess and how Australians would call what they would call Tess is a cute little dag. She's a dag. She's goofy. She's funny. She likes to play around. She's there for a good time.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does a dag mean?
No, what is likes to play around and there for a good time?
She can make fun of herself. She's a dag. Yeah.
Okay, but you also need to tell people what a dag means, because this is hilarious.
Okay, so it has two meanings. Like one, which I just explained, like she's like goofy and funny, make fun of herself. But it also means like the poo that is like caught on a sheet's fur.
What?
It was like some
dingleberry.
It's
dingleberry.
Did you say poo that's caught in the sheets?
Yes.
Sheep, like a bird.
Sheep. Oh.
Like a what, Hannah? What did you say?
Like a bird.
A bat.
Oh, wait, you just made it the sound of a sheep. That's what that was?
Well, it's not sheet. It's sheep.
Like sheep, like a bah sheep.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So the poo that's caught in the bah sheep, that's Tess.
That's me.
Rude to our guests.
it's a little weird, right, Hannah? You've said this before. Sort of a weirdo.
I know, it is weird, but like that's, I mean, I don't, yeah, I should know. Like,
so that's not like, necessarily where it, like it comes from. It's no, just like a second like, meaning.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, so Tess is the first meeting. And she also loves a good charcuterie board, don't you, Tess?
Oh, I love a good charcuterie board. Yes.
Charcuterie. Say it really funny.
How do you say it, Hannah? Say it again.
Charcuterie?
Sounds like a band.
It's just like, it's like quick. It's like charcuterie. Right?
Yeah. I mean, either way, it is delish. So welcome, Tess.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And you have such a cute, like, Californian accent, right, guys?
Oh, totally.
Sure, yeah. But sophisticated.
Like, it's what's an unsophisticated California
accent? Well, it's not like when you think when I think California accent, I think like surfer, bro, valley girl type, you know? Like, as the kind of stigma, but I feel like she has a very West Coast kind of sophisticated, like Central California accent.
I love it. I think that when I'm with certain people, my SoCal accent comes out more, you know, certain friends. But
are you allowed to say SoCal? Is it taboo to say SoCal?
I think it's okay to say SoCal, maybe or Cali.
Cali.
Going back to Cali.
Yeah. I love your accent. Okay, so one of the main, like, I always wanted to have Tess on the podcast, but I, like, just remembered something that happened a few months back, and I was like, Tess is perfect because it just, like, perfectly ties into our podcast. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Tess? But don't say anything.
Oh, maybe.
You do. Okay.
It's a surprise for me and Anna. So we're
like really interesting, and I can't wait for you to explain it. Okay. So like a few months back, Tess, who usually resides in Seattle, she was in LA for work, and I was helping her out. And after a long day, we went up to like a rooftop bar, and we had some drinks, and Tess's sisters also came to join us as well. And like we're all around this big table and we're talking, and then I got up at some point and joined Tess and her sisters, and we're just like chatting. And I was like a few drinks in, And I was talking about someone at the bar, but I was obviously saying it really loudly. And like that person may have like heard me talking. And so Tess like was trying to explain it to her sisters because I don't think they could understand me. Oh. So Tess was like talking to her sisters and I swear to God, she was talking to them, but she was speaking to them in something I had never heard before. Like I was freaked out. I thought maybe it's just, I was like, okay, I had too many drinks. And so I told Fabs, who had just been on our podcast before, just like, oh, I'm sure she was just like speaking in Spanish or something. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. And so like, I just kind of forgot about it. And then the next day I asked Tess, I was just like, what was happening? Like, what were you saying to your sisters? Like, I thought, like, are you speaking in another language? She goes, oh yeah, yeah. Like, this is just a made up language that I have with my sisters that only we know.
Oh yeah. Well, yep. It's true.
What?
and she was like, oh yeah. What? Yeah, sure. And she just said it like it was just like some no big deal. I was like, what the fuck?
Was it like Elvish?
Cool. It's not. Okay. So it's actually, and to clarify, like more people know it than just us. It's a way of, it's kind of like Pig Latin, you know, like, so basically you replace the space in between words, in between vowels with an easy sound. So for example, Hannah would be he's Aniza, and Anna would be Iza Aniza, Evan Iza Vizen. And so Hannah overheard me talking to my sisters, because it's perfect for if you're like on the bus or you want to talk about like something embarrassing, you could just go into, and we call it geezer. I learned it when I was like six from one of my other friends. And we just grew up doing it. Well, you can do it with a bunch of different things. So like if I was to...
Okay, you need to say something like, okay. Like it's no big thing. Like you don't understand. This is like bizarre.
So yeah, like just start saying, start talking in it.
So
like read something nearby you or something.
Okay, so... Izaim Sizo, Izani Zerd, Tizu Bizi Pizart, Izav, Izak Sizin, Izak Sizin Dizens, Izit Threezilizing.
Wait, at the end you said, does that make sense?
I said, I'm so honored to be part of Accent Accidents. It's thrilling.
Okay, I was wrong. I was fully wrong.
Yo, okay. Wait, we should back up a little bit too, because one other fun fact about Tess is that she has a twin. One of her sisters is actually a twin. And we don't actually know if it's identical or fraternal, but sorry, I don't know why I just said that. But like you guys could be identical, which is like a whole nother like language thing with twins.
Yeah, totally.
But it was for yourself and your two sisters. Like it wasn't just you and your twin. It was your other sister.
Exactly. And definitely something, it is amazing. We learned it when we were so young. And what's really crazy is that, and this is why other people, like maybe the listeners of your podcast might be like, oh yeah, I know. I've done this because I had another friend who would do it, had their own little language, but they would use itigig instead of easy. So it would be like saying hello would be hitigal litigo, or instead of he's a lizo, which is what I would say.
So cool.
Yeah, there's all different variations that you can do. I had a cousin that did one called Op Talk, and they'd do Op Hopalapo. Hello? Hopalapo. Yeah. So it's fun. And it's super cool to, that's amazing that you remembered that, Hannah, and that you brought it up.
I'm so jealous. I never had that like growing up. It's really, and like, didn't you say you had to like your parents started to understand?
Yeah. My dad started. Yeah.
And it was like, you've got to stop.
Yes. My dad started to understand what we were saying. It's really, really good for, like, I use it a lot when I'm in public situations with my sisters, and I want to talk about something that's maybe embarrassing, or like, you know, like talk about someone that's there some past thing that I don't want anyone to hear.
That is amazing.
Do you not feel like that draws more attention to you talking, that it's like a crazy language?
Honestly, like when I was sitting there, And like, you remember, I was like nodding along because I was like, no fucking idea what was going on. I was like, oh yeah. And I was like, I have no idea what's it. Like, she says it so, it's like so easily that you kind of, it doesn't draw any attention. It just sounds like she's like speaking like just a foreign language.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't know. I think there is something about it can kind of go under the radar where people don't know what's happening. And then like, if I... Yeah, people don't know what's happening. So I just say, like, he's like, he's at Beezy-Leezy, he's at Beezend.
Okay, you just cursed me or something. Like, that was like, that was like Wiccan. Or like, that was, you just like did like, that was
Wiccan?
So, that was so, it sounded like you cast a spell.
Yeah, really, she was like stirring a pot.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
And I just said, I can't believe this just happened.
Wow. Yeah, I can't get it. Neither can I.
Yeah.
Okay, explain to me the rules of it again.
Okay, so after each vowel, you put an easy. So, easy. Or no,
you
before.
You put an easy as in the sound
easy. Yeah, easy. So,
after each vowel.
Jesus. So,
Jesus.
Jesus would be Jesus. Jesus. Jesus would be Jesus.
It sounds like a rapper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this isn't about because in my mind when I hear these kind of like these languages that people come up with between themselves and family members or friends, I think of that there's like a different way that people can lay out their keyboards instead of QWERTY. Right. They can lay it out. There's like actually something that's supposed to be like way more easier intuitive than QWERTY.
Yeah.
Because QWERTY makes no sense the way it's laid out, really. Other than like your main, the most commonly used letters are like where all your digits like rest on the keyboard. But I think there's like something that's more common. Anyway, so for me, when I hear this, I think like this... Not almost like developmentally as a child, this was an easier way for you to communicate, but that's not the case, right? You're saying this is more of like this is just a unique to us language.
Yeah, it's a really, it's funny because I think probably, and Fabs would be a really interesting person. Like, you know, if you're learning a language at a young age, I think the fact that I learned it so young that it is very intuitive to just use it, but it was more just like easy to obstruct what you were saying. So it did always feel like a secret language more than an easy language. Like,
that's really interesting. So I just did some research because, you know me, I always have to like Google this stuff. Right. Apparently this kind of like language or like personal language is called idioglossia. I think that's what it's called. And it's like a personal language, or like they describe it as like, as how twins might speak to each other, or if it's just like a few of you, like you and your sisters.
So that's super,
that's like, it's like a thing. That's so freaking fascinating.
And this is, so like in the context of how Hannah heard it, it was too loud, or they didn't know what was going on, or you were embarrassed?
I was talking about someone who was close by and they may have heard. So she was like
explaining the situation.
Explaining the situation to her sisters. So
you were explaining it to your sisters in a way that this person wouldn't be able to understand, not like they were confused as to what was going on. So you switched languages to make it clearer.
Exactly. I was protecting the person from hearing what I was saying, and also using the opportunity to kind of catch my sisters up to the background of like what was going on, what Hannah was talking about.
Gotcha.
Context.
That is so bizarre. That's so interesting.
I know.
Feel like, God, that's so Tess.
I know, right? Like, it's no big deal as well. She's like, oh, yeah.
Totally. Just like, not a big deal. Like, total dag status.
Like, awesome.
Like, so cool, calm, and collected about just, like, anything.
I know.
I love it. Okay, made up language? Yeah, it's no big deal.
No big deal.
You don't have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what? You don't have one?
Now we're going to play a little game. And this is something you haven't played before, guys. It's called Say What? And it's when...
We play that with you every day.
Every day.
So basically, I just want to go around and we're going to basically say like words, phrases, lyrics, anything that you kind of have been pronouncing wrong this whole time and you've only kind of recently or not even recently, but discovered that you have been saying it wrong.
I have a really good one.
Okay, you go first.
We actually had a discussion about this at work prior to us starting the podcast. I think it's pronounced ampersand, but I would always call it and per sand because it's that little and symbol.
Yeah, that makes
and so
sense.
I thought it was and per sand.
Oh, that's such a good one.
But yeah,
I think it should be called and per sand. It makes
right.
more sense.
That's exactly. I was going to say to Anna's point, and per sand makes more sense because it's an and.
That is a perfect one. It does make a lot more sense, Anna. Totally rational.
Yeah, we're on your side.
I had something similar in that I like still say it because I think it's the right way. But the saying second wind.
Oh yeah.
Second wind.
I thought it was second wind, and I think it's like, and I still say it.
Wait, second wind?
Yeah. It's like, because you like your second wind, like to me, it didn't make sense. But like second wind does, it's like you're having a chance at winning again. So it's like second win. So whenever I'd be like, oh no, I'm going to have a second win. And I'd be like, I can do it.
I'm getting my second win.
It's no one would ever pick me up on it because like it sounds exactly the same, like really when I say it. And then someone did say it, I was like, what?
I get a chance to win again.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's very motivational, Hannah. I like it.
It's like a comeback story. The second win.
I'm gonna have my second win.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have one? Evan, come on.
Yeah, one that I got called out on was saying it, like when you have what do you call a like a terrifying or bad dream?
A nightmare.
Okay, Tess.
Nightmare.
Oh.
Nightmare.
Wait, now Anna say it.
Nightmare.
Tess say it.
Nightmare.
Just say it.
Nightmare.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess you're saying it similar. I would just always, you guys say mare because mm-hmm. that's how it's spelt and it's about a horse and I get it. But
what? A horse?
I didn't know that.
Nightmare. Nightmares.
Oh, like a mare.
Whoa.
Like,
what? Oh, name? Yeah, that's what a nightmare is.
Never
a nightmare.
Thought about
it,
that.
God, I feel so ill saying it like that. I always just say nightmare.
Nightmare?
What do you say? Mirror?
No, I don't say mirror. I say like nightmare.
Nightmare.
Like, you know, like the mugs, mirror?
No.
Like
no.
The coffee mugs?
What are you trying to say?
The brand of coffee mugs called mirror.
Oh, yes. No. Yes. M-I-I-R. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like how I say it. I say like nightmare.
Nightmare.
And I just have my whole life, I've always said nightmare. And like, oh, I had a terrible nightmare. And my sisters say like nightmares and everything. And then I said it and people were like, nightmare? It's nightmare. And I'm like, a nightmare? Because to me, a mare is a horse. And so I never said it that way.
I still don't get what you're saying. Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Yet,
mirror? Ever. As like a mirror. Like, think of a mirror. Like
a reflection. Like a,
yes.
But what, right. What's it got to do with a cup?
Oh, there's this.
That was me. It's a great point. It has nothing to do with the cup.
Tess, can you think of one?
Well, I think one that I hear a lot that I have mispronounced recently was turmeric. Like, I always think that it should be turmeric, but it's actually turmeric.
No, what? It's turmeric. No. Everyone pronounces it.
It's turmeric.
How's it spelled?
It does have an R.
T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Turmeric.
Yeah, it's spelled turmeric.
Turmeric.
Fabs pronounces it turmeric.
Ooh.
What's your name?
Turmeric?
It's either her or sister, but she's telling you about a turmeric story. About like how her sister, she's getting annoyed at her sister for like
the yellow
up her kitchen bench when she's making her smoothies or whatever, and she was like saying turmeric, and I was like, it's not that, Fabs.
Turmeric, yeah, turmeric.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No, again, I think you win. Everyone's winning out except for Evan. Now we're going to move on to our favorite part of the podcast, What's the Word? So, Tess, this is where I share an Australian word, phrase, saying, and you guys have to guess what it means.
Okay.
So I've got, I'm gonna start with one, and if it's, yeah, and then I'll do another one if it's shit, but okay. So this one is a phrase, mm-hmm. and it is veranda over the toy shop. What do you think that means?
Oh, say it again.
Veranda over the toy shop.
Veranda?
Like a deck.
Yeah, like yeah. a deck okay. over the toy shop.
And it's a phrase. It's just like a phrase.
It's a phrase. Is it a saying. Like a,
no. I feel like it means...
I didn't know this existed, and then I read into it. I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I've heard this, or that's like very Australian.
Is it dirty?
Just have your guesses.
I was thinking it means that you're going crazy.
Interesting. Explain.
Oh. Well, like a deck over a toy store. No,
well, I don't think of deck.
I know, but that's all I have to go on.
Do you right. not call it veranda?
No.
Like a patio kind of thing?
Yeah, like it, but you never use that word veranda. No. Interesting. Any guesses?
It's very European.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We call it a pergola sometimes.
We'll come out to the veranda.
I'm on the veranda, darling.
Exactly.
I'll take my dinner over on the veranda.
Toy shop.
Have a guess. Come on.
Veranda over the toy shop.
Evan.
It might be too like literal, but like, does it mean like over the top? Like way too much, excessive?
Okay, no.
Okay. yeah, okay, no. Hard no.
Okay, any other guesses?
Could you put it in a sentence?
It's, you would say it about a person and you'd be like, check
like
out.
Like their veranda over the toy shop?
Yeah. Check out their veranda over the toy shop.
Oh. Does it mean they're rich?
Or does it mean they have big boobs?
Close. Oh. Close. Close.
Like what? Hair?
Hair. Big hair.
Big hair?
Huh? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, like boobs, veranda over the toy shop. Oh, okay. Pubes or something? No, I'm going off on
it. No, did you say moobs?
Did Tess just say moobs?
I said pubes.
Moobs.
Moobs.
Okay, so it means a man's beer gut.
Oh, my God. Oh. A veranda. Oh, like a
that
deck.
That is so dirty.
Oh, my
Isn't
gosh.
Isn't that funny?
Gross.
So the toy shop.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. I didn't know what it meant. I had to get someone to, like, I had to read about it. I was like, God, that's
hilarious.
Rude.
That is so dirty. That's
so
funny.
So it's like, for those who don't know, the belly's, like, the veranda, like, going the over the toy shop, which is the
What's
genitals.
The toy? Oh, okay. I'm glad you broke it down for our listeners.
I didn't know. I had to get it broken down for me. I was like, why is it a toy shop?
I've heard it referred to as like, you know, like the treasure chest.
Mm. I've never heard
And then the treasure trail
ever.
Is like the
ew. Yeah, that's gross.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
Yeah. Yeah. You've never heard the treasure trail?
No.
Happy trail.
Happy trail.
Happy trail. Yeah, treasure trail.
Happy trail. Yeah. Treasure trail.
Okay.
That sounds like, never mind.
Okay, never mind. For that type of podcast. Okay, so I'll give you one more. This is another phrase. To carry on like a pork chop.
Like a pork chop?
Like a pork chop.
That's so funny.
I always think of pork chops as like dry and gross.
Hmm.
It's not done correctly, for sure.
Yeah.
I love pork like chops.
A pork chop. Carry on like a pork chutney. Chop. Mm, yeah, applesauce.
Carry on like a tasty slab of meat. Like.
Jeez. Does it mean like dumb? Like carry, like you're not, I guess I'm trying to think like you don't.
Like
a, you don't have a concept of how you're being received.
Interesting. No. Mm. It means like to be foolish. So don't like be like so annoying, like fussy or to complain.
Yeah.
Like sometimes like Hugh and I, like we've definitely grown up with this, like to carry on like a pork chop. I've been said to it, like my mum used to say it to me all the time growing up. And so with Hugh, so we both know it well, but we just like narrow it down now. We just say, stop pork chopping.
Oh, I love it. My God. Like complaining. Or yes,
like you're being a pork chop, or stop your pork chopping.
Could it be kind of like whining?
Yeah, like yeah. Stop like being annoying, like carrying on like a pork chop. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay, enough pork chopping.
As pork chops are wont to do.
That's funny. That's all I got.
Great.
That's really good.
What a good episode, guys. I feel like we like
wait, you didn't close it out. You can't.
Yeah, this is me closing it out.
Okay, good. Okay, I thought you were just shutting it down. I was like,
no, wait. I was like, Karen,
We almost made it.
I was literally about to wrap it up saying this is a great episode, but you've ruined it.
No, that's a true ending.
So guys, this is a great episode. Thank you so much, Tess, for joining us. You've been lovely as always. Guys, if you love this episode, please give us a thumbs up and a 5-star rating, of course. Be sure to follow us on all things, which we'll leave in the show notes, such as Instagram, Facebook. Check out our website for other episodes, and we will see you next week.